This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And today we have a special treat for you. We're going to bring on Dr. Safi Bakal, author of a great book called Loon Shots. That's right, Loon Shots, as in loony. And the book says how to nurture the crazy ideas that win wars, cure diseases, and transform industries. So today we're going to be talking about the game-changing technologies that have changed everything around us, but also the fact that the people who first proposed these ideas were considered crazy, lunatics. And so the book is called Loon Shots. And also, if you want to find out more about Science Fantastic, go to my website. I'm at mkaku.org, mkaku.org. We have about 3 million fans on Facebook. We have about 1 million fans that tune in to my Twitter feeds. And also, I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest bestseller is called The Future of Humanity, Humanity in Outer Space. You know, the dinosaurs did not have a space program, and that's why they're not here today to talk about it. Well, we do have a space program, and the question is, what are we going to do when we go back into outer space? NASA has been criticized as being the agency to nowhere. But now we're going to go someplace. 3 days and we're on the moon, 9 months and we're on Mars, and a time frame. A time frame is now emerging from NASA. And then we have upstarts. SpaceX, pioneered by Elon Musk, and Blue Origins, pioneered by the richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos. In a previous book, Physics of the Impossible, I go even 500 years into the future when we might, just might have starships. Maybe time travel, teleportation, all the stuff you see in Star Trek broken down from a physicist's point of view. But today, we're going to talk about some of the goofy ideas that changed world history and the opposition that these inventors faced when they tried to get acceptance for their ideas, which they knew would eventually change the course of human history. Once again, the book is called Loon Shots, as in loony, how to nurture the crazy ideas that win wars, cure diseases, and transform industries, by Dr. Safi Bakal. And we should also point out that he graduated from Harvard, went to Stanford University in the PhD program, following in some sense the footsteps of Elon Musk, who also was a physics major in the PhD program at Stanford, except Elon Musk dropped out after 2 weeks and became a billionaire instead. Well, once again, we have Dr. Safi Bakal online. So, Safi, glad you could be on Science Fantastic.
Delighted to join you on your show, Michio. Very glad to be here.
Okay, first question for you is, when you were a child, a youth, what set you off in the direction of physics and now biotechnology and science?
Well, I think I came from a family of scientists. Both my parents were astrophysicists. Actually, you mentioned NASA. Both my parents were involved with NASA. My father helped start the Hubble Space Telescope program, and my mother was the chief scientist at the first chief scientist at the Space Telescope Science Institute. And I think what really pushed me throughout my career was their emphasis on curiosity, on asking questions. And so I just kept asking questions about the world, around me, whether it was science or now business or how things work. And that, I think, propelled me into physics. And then as I got more and more curious about how the world outside of physics worked, it propelled me into business. And then as I got curious about medicine, it propelled me into biotech.
Okay, and then why did you decide to write this book, Loon Shots, How to Nurture the Crazy Ideas That Win Wars, Cure Diseases, and Transform Industries?
Well, a few years after I started my biotech company, we were developing new drugs for treating cancer. My father got diagnosed with a rare type of leukemia, and I figured, well, I'm in the field, I'm in the industry, I should be able to do something about this, and I had access to experts and all the latest drugs and technologies, but unfortunately, I wasn't able to do anything. I was powerless, and my father died a few months later. But over the course of the subsequent years, I just kept being surprised by how many promising ideas were sitting trapped in the basements of groups and large teams and organizations, and weren't coming out to the public to help patients. And so I wanted to do something that could help liberate those products, those crazy ideas, and get them out where they can make a difference.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the crazy ideas that are profiled in your book, Loon Shots, going all the way back to Robert Goddard, the father of modern rocketry, the man who was denounced by the New York Times as being a total crackpot, but who laid the foundation for the entire space program. So tell us a little bit about Robert Goddard and the kind of opposition that he faced when he proposed a loony idea called the liquid fuel rocket.
As you know, and I very much enjoyed your book, and you also wrote the story about the story of Goddard, but it was in 1961 when John F. Kennedy declared to Congress we would put a man on the moon by the end of the decade, and that was the origin of the term moonshot. That was the original moonshot. And the reason I actually came up with the word loonshot rather than moonshot is that moonshots are big goals. They're destinations, like putting a man on the moon or curing cancer or eliminating poverty. That is, everyone recognizes is important. They're widely applauded, which is what happened to Kennedy when he announced his moonshot. But not many people know that 40 years earlier, it was Robert Goddard that suggested the ideas that would get us there, liquid-fueled jet propulsion. And at the time, that he was widely ridiculed. People said there's no way that could ever work, and he doesn't understand the basic laws of physics that we teach our kids in high school. That's an editorial that the Times published. And of course, 14 years after his death, 1969, the day after the successful Apollo 11 launch to the moon, the Times issued a retraction and announced that apparently rocket flights do not violate 17th century physics, and that, quote, the Times regrets the error. So the reason the difference is important is that while announcing moonshots matters and it can inspire people, the way we achieve those big goals is by nurturing moonshots, those crazy ideas that are dismissed for decades. And the reason that's so important is that although Goddard's ideas were dismissed in the United States, they were taken very seriously in Nazi Germany. And the Germans used them to build the first jet aircraft, which flew 100 miles an hour faster than any Allied planes, and the Allies had no answer. And the first long-range missiles, which ranged terror in London and in Belgium, and would have been absolutely critical for the war had they not arrived a little bit too late to make a difference. So declaring moonshots is important, but nurturing moonshots is even more so.
Okay, well, speaking about World War II, everyone knows the story of the atomic bomb and how scientists fled Nazi Germany and basically created American science. But people don't know the history of radar. So let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, let's talk about the hidden history of radar, which in some sense did more to turn the course of World War II than the atomic bomb. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe you can ask your question on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today we're talking about innovation, the spirit of discovery, curiosity. What drives somebody to go up against fierce opposition because they know they have a technology which is going to change the course of modern civilization? Well, the book is called Loon Shots by Dr. Safi Bacall, and he has a statement in the book and a theory as to how to nurture the moonshots, the loon shots that eventually change history. Well, before the break, we talked about radar, the fact that day-to-day it probably saved more lives than any other single technology during World War II, but it had a rather odd history. So, Safi, tell us a little bit about radar.
Absolutely. Most of the popular histories about radar credit an invention by Robert Watson Watt in England. And Watson Watt certainly independently discovered some of the principles of radar in the 1930s in England and used that to help build the radar defense, which was so crucial in repelling the German Air Force in 1940 in the Battle of Britain. But most people don't realize that the principles of radar had actually been discovered in the U.S. almost a decade earlier by two scientists working at the Naval Research Lab. And they were testing, communicating by radio across the Potomac River in Washington, D.C., and they noticed that they got funny blip sounds between their transmitter and receiver whenever a ship crossed the Potomac, and they were trying to transmit across the river. And they realized that they could use these radio wavelength receivers and transmitters to detect foreign objects. And not long afterwards, they realized they could use that to detect enemy planes as well. Unfortunately, their ideas were rejected by the Navy and by the military as being just too crazy and too unrealistic. And that kind of gets back to some of the ideas of why is it that groups, that good teams with excellent people will kill great ideas, even when they have the best intentions. Good teams will sometimes kill great ideas. And that is one of the mysteries that I try to address in my book.
Well, let's talk about an idea that has changed modern technology, and that is the development of the personal computer. Steve Jobs, of course, was this genius that understood art and science and the juncture between the two. But apparently it was a historic meeting at Xerox Park, where the Xerox Corporation was developing a technology that, gee, looked very much like a PC with a Windows technology, with a mouse and a laser printer, which is, of course, the architecture for the last several decades. But most people simply laughed at that, except Steve Jobs. So tell us a little bit about Steve Jobs and the birth of the modern-day computer revolution.
It's a very interesting history. The Xerox thought ahead as a company. It was kind of the original billion-dollar product company. It had developed this new technology called the copy machine, and it reached $1 billion pretty quickly. And its leaders said, well, what happens when this technology gets stale? What's next? So they set up Xerox PARC as sort of an innovation lab for the future. And it was probably, many computer scientists say, the greatest collection, the greatest density of computer science engineers we've ever had. And they developed, there were a lot of people from DARPA who had originally worked on developing the backbone of the internet. And they developed, like you said, much of the foundation of the personal computer industry, from graphical user interfaces to Windows to mouse to Ethernet, laser printers. Unfortunately, they didn't commercialize any of them. They got stuck between sort of internal battles between this innovation group and the group that was selling typewriters and copy machines that didn't want to push them forward. Eventually, turns out there was a young guy named Jeff Raskin who was working at Apple, who had actually been at Xerox PARC and knew of these technologies, and he thought it would make a wonderful personal computer. And so he called his project the Macintosh Project. Steve Jobs at the time had been working on the Apple II and then the Apple III with Steve Wozniak, and that didn't go very well. So they were looking, the board of directors of Apple was looking to how to keep this kind of crazy guy occupied, and they directed him to this Macintosh Project. Steve Jobs took over, Jeff Raskin left the company, and kind of the rest is history. The Macintosh was born.
So sometimes if you ignore a technology, it could come back to bite you, because, of course, the Xerox Corporation today has to contend with the computer revolution.
That's
now,
right.
Speaking about hothouses and think tanks and critical mass, one organization was responsible for propelling two of the greatest inventions of the entire century. And that is the transistor, which is the foundation for all computer science, and the laser, which is the backbone of the internet and everything else. So tell us a little bit about Bell Labs, which actually pioneered the transistor, the laser, and parts of the internet. And how is it that this small collection of eggheads would propel the inventions that would change the course of human history?
It was a unique set of circumstances that helped create Bell Labs. And interestingly, it was the similar set of circumstances that helped create radar that turned the course of World War II. There was a man in around 1907, Bell Labs was the predecessor to Bell Labs, the Bell Telephone Company, was a disaster. It had been milking Alexander Graham Bell's phone patent, and the CEO and the board were just happily collecting the royalty checks. Meanwhile, when the patent expired, all these little companies started emerging and started eating Bell Telephone's lunch. Eventually, a guy named J.P. Morgan, the founder of the famous J.P. Morgan Bank, recognized that Bell Telephone Company had a unique brand, an asset, and an importance to the country. So he took over the company, kicked out the board, and brought in a man named Theodore Vail. And Vail recognized that in order to save the company and do something important for the country, he had to announce a big goal. His big goal was that he would connect the country. One system, one policy, anyone could call from New York to San Francisco. And at the time, people could barely call a fraction of that distance. So Vail went to his board of directors and said, in order to do this, I need to create a quarantine group of scientists who will work on fundamental research. And at the time, the electron had just been discovered, and quantum mechanics was 20 years away. They didn't even know why wires, you know, electrical signals faded down wires. That little group, which became Bell Labs, created the first amplifier, the vacuum tube, which eventually grew into the transistor in the 1940s. And in 1915, Theodore Vail got Alexander Graham Bell out of retirement and got Dr. Watson. Previously, they did the first phone call between two buildings in Boston. He got Watson over to San Francisco, got the President of the United States on the phone in New York, and he called Watson between his office in New York and the building in San Francisco, and he said, Dr. Watson, I'd like you to come over to my office. And Dr. Watson replied, it would take me a week to get to you this time. And that was the beginning of Bell Labs, which led to the transistor, the laser, the CCD chip, and so many of the inventions that transformed our country and the world over the last 50 years.
Truly amazing, right? And let's talk about another visionary who is making waves, as all these visionaries have done, and that's Elon Musk. Here's a man who came out of the PhD program in physics at Stanford after 2 weeks, went off to form PayPal and Tesla and SpaceX, and has changed the course of rocketry. So tell us a little bit about how he rose so quickly and some of the opposition that he's also faced.
You know, the story of Elon Musk and NASA, which you read about very nicely in your book, The Future of Humanity, it just reminded me, as I was reading that story, so much about Craig Venter and the NIH and the National Institute of Health and the Human Genome Project. So in the case of the Human Genome Project, this was about 18 years ago, they published the first results of it, and it began in around 1990. In the case of the Human Genome Project, it was this big goal to map.
Okay, we have to take another short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to now talk about the space program and loon shots that may take us back to the moon. Once again, our special guest is Safi Bacall, and the book is called Loon Shots, and you are listening to Science Fantastic. And if you want to get on the air on 100 radio stations, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
U.S. officials say Iran has seized two commercial oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, one from Britain and one at Liberian flagship. President Donald Trump says Iran is proving they're untrustworthy.
So we're going to be speaking with the U.K., and this only goes to show what I'm saying about Iran. Trouble. Nothing but trouble.
The Liberian tanker was released. A delegation of Democratic senators made a trip to an illegal immigrant detention facility in McAllen, Texas, Friday, where they got a first-hand look at the condition of people being held there. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said what he saw saddened him deeply.
To see these people, particularly the children, treated in such inhumane conditions just tears at your heartstrings and really makes you feel awful.
The administration says conditions show more money is needed from Congress for adequate care. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today we're talking about the goofy, crazy iconoclast that changed world history. The book is called Loonshots: How to Nurture the Crazy Ideas That Win Wars, Cure Diseases, and Transform Industries by Safi Bacall. And we are talking about the outliers. We're talking about the people who have a vision. For Robert Goddard, who would eventually create the liquid fuel rocket, it was when he read the novel War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. And he dreamed that one day, instead of the Martians invading us, that we would invade Mars. And that set him off to create the modern rocket. And then Elon Musk read the book Foundation by Isaac Asimov when he was a child. And Foundation talks about the creation of a galactic civilization 50,000 years into the future. So these guys have vision, even though they face tremendous opposition. So, Safi, tell us a little bit about Elon Musk, a man who, from nowhere, changes the direction of the space program.
The story of Elon Musk and his co-opetition and competition and with NASA is so fascinating, and it's so similar to a story that happened 20 years ago in biology when we were trying to sequence the Human Genome Project, which was called the Human Genome Project. It was the same kind of goal in biology that we have today with the space race and getting to Mars. And back then, you had this brash, upstart billionaire with a crazy, aggressive, bold idea, and his name was Craig Venter. And then you had this big, slower, methodical group at the NIH led by Francis Collins and James Watson. The secret was that the two ended up helping each other. Even though it sounded like a furious competition and one was sort of this young private industry billionaire, Craig Venter, who had these crazy wild dreams, and the other was this big methodical organization, it was a yin-yang. You needed both. And I think it's the same with Elon Musk and NASA. NASA has a very methodical, careful approach to getting to Mars. Elon Musk has a much more aggressive, bold approach, and we want both. It's when you have that dynamic tension that everybody wins. And so that's why I'm excited to see both of them in the race.
Now, some people say that NASA, for the last 50 years, has been the agency to nowhere. That is, it does send fantastic robotic probes to the outer planets, but we're still stuck on the planet Earth. And, the dinosaurs did not have a space program, and that's why there are no dinosaurs here today to talk about it. And 99.9% of all life forms on the Earth eventually go extinct. Extinction is the norm, in fact. And if we were to survive a catastrophic impact, that would be an exception. And some people say, well, outer space is the way to do it. Well, now we have yet another billionaire jumping into the game, Jeff Bezos, who wants to put heavy industry in outer space, and the Earth becomes a park. This jewel in outer space will be the Earth, with all the heavy industries and polluting industries being done in outer space. So, well, first of all, are these billionaires exceptions? They have a vision. It's just not simply getting rich. It's not just getting famous. They have a vision. What are your thoughts?
I love seeing these guys enter the race, and I think you should also mention Yuri Milner and his breakthrough Starshot idea of creating these crazy little, you know, light sail vehicles to get to distant stars. And what these billionaires do, and these folks who can step outside of national research.
Okay, well, we have to take yet another short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of the book Loon Shots with Dr. Safi Bacall. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Dr. Safi Bacall, author of a new book called Loonshots, about how crazy ideas can change world history, and of course the opposition that many of these iconoclasts felt when they proposed their crazy ideas. So when we last left off, we were talking about the space program, and you mentioned that, well, it does seem like where history is repeating itself, a very similar scenario played out in biotechnology, right?
Yeah, exactly. You had a young upstart billionaire who was challenging a federally funded program. That was Craig Venter with his completely different way of sequencing the genome, this sort of shotgun approach. And then you had the NIH, which was many times bigger. And they ended up working together and publishing at the same time, and it was a win for all sides. Just like today, we have Elon Musk, who is a relatively young, brash billionaire with an aggressive approach and a large federally funded organization. And you mentioned there are additional billionaires, and I think that's what makes the United States so special. You just can't recreate this in other countries. We have not only Elon Musk here, but Jeff Bezos and an organization started by Yuri Milner, which is pioneering an even crazier idea to get to distant stars, having tiny little insect-like robots with light sails and beaming lasers onto those sails to accelerate them to distant stars. All of that combination of private industry and philanthropists working together with national research is a unique and extremely powerful combination for creating those futuristic technologies that can help us not just in the next year or 2 years or 5 years, but the next 50 years and the next 500 years.
Okay, well, you touched on something interesting that you mentioned in your book, and that's history. Why is it that technology seems to blossom in certain eras in certain countries? Some people, for example, historians, ask the question, why are we speaking English and not German? And the reason some historians have said is because, well, Werner Heisenberg, the great German physicist, did not know the critical mass of uranium. And as a consequence, the atomic bomb project was never given the funding that it deserved, and that's why we got the bomb first, and that's why we're speaking English here today and not German. But then the larger question is, well, why aren't we speaking Chinese instead of English, given the fact that Chinese invented gunpowder, they invented the compass, they invented paper, They invented the printing press. All the basic ingredients were invented in China. So what happened? What happened 500 or so years ago? Any thoughts?
Absolutely. China, Islam, and India were incredibly dominant, not just for 10 or 50 or 100 years, but for 1,000 years, from the middle of the first millennium to the middle of the second millennium. Not only so many of the important innovations and technologies that were fundamental to the birth of modern science originated in China or Islam and India, but so much of the mathematics and astronomy that Copernicus eventually used and Kepler eventually used came from Islamic astronomers. So much of the fundamental mathematics came from India. So why? What's fascinating to me is that it's these large autocratic organizations where there's sort of an emperor at the top, which was the case in China, Islam, and India, that can do very well in franchises in developing very large things like building the Great Wall or the Grand Canal in China or the Taj Mahal in India or beautiful mosques across Islam. But they struggle in nurturing balloon shots. The crazy ideas like Goddard's crazy idea of liquid-fueled jet propulsion, or Copernicus's crazy idea that the Earth goes around the Sun when everybody can see that the Sun and the stars revolve around the Earth. So what really happened is that China, Islam, and India were like the Columbia and Universal and Paramount of their day. They were the giant franchises. They were building Great Walls and Taj Mahals, just like Columbia and Universal and Paramount, the big global studios, make the next Avengers or the next Batman franchise. Western Europe, with its hundreds of tiny little nation states, was the loonshot nursery of world history. Just like the hundreds of tiny little production shops in Hollywood or the hundreds of tiny little biotech companies in Boston nurture those crazy ideas.
Okay, we have to take yet another short commercial break, but after the break we're going to ask the question, why did science and technology and power and prosperity blossom in the West, not the East? And why England? And why Germany? What separates them from the hundreds of other nations which wound up being in the dustbin of history? Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic. Our special guest is Dr. Safi Bacall. The book is called Loonshots. And give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Dr. Safia Bacall, author of a new book called Loon Shots, How to Nurture the Crazy Ideas That Win Wars, Cure Diseases, and Transform Industries. When we last left off, we were talking about, well, what happened to China 500 years ago? Some people think that 500 years ago, the Chinese created the biggest fleet known to humanity, a fleet so big that it wouldn't be rivaled for 400 more years. The biggest fleet of ships to explore the world. They brought back delicacies, animals, all sorts of stories from around the world when this fleet went to see what's out there in the wilderness. And according to the story, the emperor, we paraphrase, the emperor said, "Is that all? There's no one to rival China. We're number one." And a mindset set in that if you are number one, why bother to innovate when everyone else is a barbarian, when you are number one? And Chinese society turned inward for 500 years. And meanwhile, Europe had many equal states. Germany, England, France, they're all about the same size, all about the same level of technology, and they're all at war with each other. And war is one of the great stimuluses for innovation. The gunship and all sorts of inventions from gunpowder came out of the wars, the perpetual wars that dogged Europe. And some people think that perhaps that's the reason. But, well, what are your thoughts? And also, what about the Islamic Empire? They were the ones who cataloged the stars. The name of the stars are mainly Arabic, like Al-Ghul, Altair. Algebra is an Arabic word. So why did they stagnate as well?
Well, I think you can look at the story of two different astronomers, two different scientists. One is Shen Ko, about 500 years ago, five centuries ago in China. And the other is one of the great astronomers of Europe who really helped usher in modern science into Europe, Tycho Brahe. And they were peers in many ways, except Shen Ko was five centuries earlier. And he had similar ideas to Tycho Brahe about let's look at the motion of the planets and see if we can figure out some important truths. In the case of Tycho Brahe, that led to the important truths that led to Kepler and Copernicus and Newton and ultimately the scientific revolution. And Shen Ko was setting along the same path, but just like you described with the ocean sailings and the ships and the navy, the emperor stepped in and quashed it. So what happens when you have these very large dominant empires and autocratic rulers, whether emperors in China or the sultans, ancient sultans of Islam, is they quash loon shots. That's what happened to China, Islam, and India, and they lost the opportunity to kind of nurture modern science, not because of anything to do with culture or geography, simply because they had these large autocratic rulers. In Western Europe, it was so much smaller. And the average nation-state in Western Europe was 0.5% or 1% of global GDP, whereas China and India together were 50% of the global GDP during this period. So that's where these crazy loon shots could emerge, and that's where modern science was born, from the conflict between all these nation states, and when idea died in one, it would pop up in another, and eventually it survived.
And according to Nobel laureate Steve Weinberg, his theory is that about 1,000 years ago, there was a debate in the Islamic countries as to where truth comes from. Does truth come from nature? But it can't come from nature because Allah can change nature any time he feels like. So why bother to learn about natural science when natural laws are changeable instantly with the will of Allah? Therefore, truth does not come from nature. Truth comes from the Quran. And some people say that the fact that the religious people won that debate set back the Islamic Empire for 1,000 years. Any thoughts?
Yeah, the Islamic scientists produced so many of the important breakthroughs that led ultimately to Copernicus and Kepler and Newton, including both the mathematics and the astronomy and medicine. It's interesting that in Western Europe, the most widely used textbook for 700 years was written by Ibn Sina, an Islamic scholar, not 7 years or 70 years, but for 700 years. And in fact, just as you say, it's the power, the autocratic power of these sultanates. And it wasn't so much a case of religion, because you had the same thing in China with the emperor and in India with the Mughal emperors. It was the fact that the idea that there are laws of nature that are accessible to anyone, that anybody could do an experiment and uncover laws of nature, is threatening. It threatens the authority of a great ruler. In some ways, that idea that there are laws of nature accessible to anyone was the mother of all loon shots. That idea itself was a loon shot. It was a crazy idea. That idea could flourish in Western Europe because the rulers were not anywhere near as powerful and as dominant as they were in China, Islam, or India. So I disagree that it has anything to do, those people who argue that it has to do with culture or geography. It was simply that Europe was a loonshot nursery with all these equivalent states that could nurture loonshots separately and see which work and see which don't work.
And then England begins to dominate the 1700s, 1800s, but then the 1900s, Germany takes over. All the great scientists of the 20th century were German. Einstein, Schrodinger, all of them were German. Oh, well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. So if people want to know about the history and the technology and the future of loonshots, get a copy of the book, Loonshots, How to Nurture the Crazy Ideas That Win Wars, Cure Diseases, and Transform Industries by Dr. Safi Bacall. So, Safi, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic.
Thanks for having me on, Micho.
Right, and once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.